The U.S. stock market opened lower again today as investors reacted to another development in an escalating trade war. China said today that it will impose a 25% tariff on more than 100 categories of U.S. products, which will affect goods worth about $50 billion. The move is a retaliation for President Trump's announcement yesterday that he's putting tariffs on an equivalent amount of Chinese products coming into the U.S. Today on CNBC, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross downplayed the tit-for-tat.
This $50 billion that they're talking about amounts to about 0.3% of our GDP. So it's hardly a life-threatening activity.
For more on this, we're joined now by Emily Glazer. She's a reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Emily.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So with these tariffs, Beijing is putting soybeans and airplanes directly into its sights, but a lot more, too. What else?
So just hours after the Trump administration unveiled plans to impose tariffs on Chinese products, we've seen China retaliate. The Chinese list is targeting 106 types of U.S. goods. And that's a lot less than the Trump list, which would impact 1,300 categories of goods. But the Chinese list has a lot more high-profile goods. Soybeans and smaller commercial passenger planes, mostly made by Boeing, are the most valuable U.S. exports to China, and they were worth about $23 billion last year.
Let's spend a little time talking about soybeans. A quarter of soybeans grown in the United States are exported to China, and they're coming from an area that voted for President Trump. What's the impact on the farm industry? They must be watching this very closely.
Oh, absolutely. China is by far the largest foreign buyer of U.S. soybeans. Those are on the ground into meal for animal feed and processed into vegetable oil, among the other products. The American Soybean Association estimated that losses in the soybean market amounted to a $1.7 billion hit to the value of the U.S. soybean crop. So they are immediately raising fears that China's move could slice billions of dollars from the value of U.S. crops. And some farmers are pondering changes to their crop plans, with planting just weeks away for many in the farm belt.
Wow. So you've also got these big blue chip companies, companies like Boeing, Intel, Apple. They sell a ton of product to China. So the question is, I mean, is there truth to what we heard Wilbur Ross say today, that the $50 billion amounts to a tiny fraction of the U.S. GDP and that this is not life-threatening activity?
While it's hard to argue with numbers, you can't argue with impact. So what we're seeing right now with some of these large U.S. companies, you know, aerospace giant Boeing has fallen upon this news. Heavy machinery firm Caterpillar's stock is dropping. Technology firms like semiconductor maker NVIDIA is sliding. And microchips are traded heavily between the U.S. and China. Mm-hmm. So while Wilbur Ross is certainly not saying anything inaccurate about numbers, we also can't ignore the impact. And a lot of investors are worried that these trade policies could result in higher costs for manufacturers of, you know, everything from computer chips to smartphones, and that could lead to a slowdown in corporate activity and weaker global economic growth.
As we see the stock market respond, as it has yet again today, to these announcements, do you see any pressure building on the president to soften his position a little bit? I mean, because, you know, he has made such claims that he has been good for the stock market. He's got to be feeling pressure over this if it continues.
It's a great question. You know, we've seen the president comment or tweet about economic growth before, how well the stock market's been doing. There's been a lot of optimism around that, just given how much it's risen during his presidency. But China's retaliatory tariffs on American goods have caused stocks to plummet around the world across a wide range of sectors, and we can't ignore that. So it'll be very interesting to see what the president may or may not say, given this kind of impact.
Because quickly, Emily, there is some wiggle room for negotiation and some time to figure this out still.
Yes, it's very interesting because neither the U.S. nor the Chinese tariffs take effect immediately. And that's really important to keep in mind. Some of my colleagues at The Wall Street Journal have reported some folks saying that China will perhaps enforce its penalties depending on the outcome of negotiations between the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends. There's quite some time. U.S. companies have until May 22nd to raise objections. And there's another 180 days after that comment period to decide whether to go ahead or not.
All right. Emily Glazer, reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.